This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The death toll and devastating flooding in western Germany and Belgium rose to at least 168 on Saturday after burst rivers and flash floods this week collapsed houses and ripped up roads and power lines. Some 141 people died in the flooding in Germany's worst natural disaster in more than half a century. That included about 98 in the Ahrweiler district south of Cologne, according to police. German President Frank-Walter Steinmeier visited Erfstadt in the state of North Rhine-Westphalia, where the disaster killed at least 43 people. Around 700 residents were evacuated late on Friday after a dam broke in the town of Wassenberg near Cologne, authorities said. But the Wassenberg mayor said water levels had been stabilizing since the night. The Steinbachtal Dam in western Germany, however, remained at risk of breaching after some 4,500 people were evacuated from homes downstream. Steinmeier said it would take weeks before the full damage could be assessed. It's expected to require several billions of euros in reconstruction funds. In Belgium, the death toll rose to 27, according to the National Crisis Center, which is coordinating the relief operation there. It added that 103 people were missing or unreachable. In the southern Belgian provinces of Luxembourg and Namur, authorities rushed to supply drinking water to households without a clean water supply. Water levels slowly fell in the worst-hit parts of Belgium. Prime Minister Alexander De Croo and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen visited some areas on Saturday afternoon. You can keep up on that story on the flooding at our website, voanews.com. We also have a mobile app that you can download. This is VOA News.